KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 41 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for skies to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports a special election pertaining to a $14.5 million Iowa Western Community College bond measure will be held in Atlantic on December the 6th. The public measure on the ballot asks if Iowa Western Community College in the counties of Adair, Adams, Audubon, Cass, Crawford, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby should be authorized to remodel, erect, furnish, and equip buildings at the main campus and other enrollment locations, contract indebtedness, therefore, and issue its school bonds in an amount not to exceed $14,500,000 for that purpose. Absentee ballots for the election may be requested by registered voters not going to their assigned voting sites on Election Day, December 6th. The polls will be open the day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You may also vote prior to Election Day by paper ballot, either by mail or in person at the Cass County Auditor's Office. There will only be 5 voting centers used for that election on December 6th. 2 voting centers for the Atlantic Community School District are voters living in Wards 1, 4, and 5 for the City of Atlantic will vote at the Heritage House. Voters residing in the remainder of the Atlantic Community School District will be voting at the Atlantic Public Library. There are also 2 voting centers for that December 6th election for the CAM School District. The first is in Anita at the CAM Community School, Anita Community Center, I should say, and in Messina at the Messina Public Library. And the voting center for the Griswold School District will be at the Griswold Community Building. If you have any questions on that, you can contact Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, and there's more information available on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a man this morning for allegedly trying to steal copper wire from behind a former supermarket building. Officials say 33-year-old Dustin Adkins faces charges that include first-degree theft and second-degree criminal mischief. Officers on patrol at around 3:40 this morning in the area of 18th and West Broadway in Council Bluffs saw a man behind 1817 West Broadway, the former No Frills supermarket. Upon further investigation, they discovered the man was in the process of stealing large-gauge copper wire from the back of the building. Adkins was placed under arrest. During the investigation, Adkins was also found to be in possession of methamphetamines and had a valid warrant for his arrest for probation violation on an original charge of burglary and possession of controlled substances. Adkins was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. An 11-year-old male suffered serious injuries after he was struck by a van Wednesday afternoon while crossing a street in Council Bluffs. Police say Blake Smith of Council Bluffs was transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Nebraska Medicine after he was hit by a 2004 Ford full-size van at around 3:30 p.m. The driver of the van was identified as 52-year-old Rex Miles of Council Bluffs. Police say Miles was traveling west on East Canesville Boulevard in the right lane. Traffic was reported to be stopped in the left westbound lane for a red light ahead. Miles and witnesses told police that Blake ran northbound across Canesville and through the stopped line of vehicles in the left lane before crossing into Miles' path. Miles said he didn't see the boy until it was too late. He attempted to stop, but his van struck Blake before Miles could stop. The Council Bluffs Police Department Traffic Unit is investigating the crash, and at this time, impairment and speed do not appear to be factors in the accident. An unusual accident Wednesday afternoon in Montgomery County resulted in minor injuries to the driver of a pickup. The sheriff's office says around 1:30 p.m. a 1974 John Deere tractor pulling a grain wagon was traveling south on Highway 48 near 160th Street when the frame of the wagon failed, causing the left front wheel to break free. The wheel crossed the center line of the road and hit a northbound 2013 Chevy Silverado pickup. The impact caused the airbags on the pickup to deploy and resulted in the driver of the truck, 30-year-old Luke McPhee of Gladstone, Missouri, suffering from minor abrasions to his forearms. The tractor and wagon are owned by Paul Perkins of Red Oak. The driver of the tractor was 49-year-old Stacy Perkins of Red Oak. Authorities say there were no citations issued. Atlantic Police reported yesterday the arrest on Tuesday of 38-year-old Robert Atkinson of Anita. Atkinson was taken into custody on an Audubon County warrant for probation violation. He was transported to the Audubon County Jail. And the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Adair County man was arrested Wednesday morning on a warrant from Union County for Possession of drug paraphernalia, 37-year-old Michael Ross Waddingham was taken into custody at around 8 a.m. Wednesday at the Adair Union County line and brought to the Union County Jail, where he was held on $300 bond. In our funeral announcements, Alvin Bean, age 83, of Greenfield, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Alvin Bean will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Don Christensen, age 88, of Adair, died November 2nd in Creston. Funeral services for Don Christensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Isabel Klein, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Isabel Klein will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Viola Vanetta, age 84, who's formerly of the Nevinville area, died November 1st in Colorado. Graveside services for Viola Vanetta will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Cecil Denny, age 78, of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for Cecil Denny will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marjorie Grayson, age 91, of Atlantic, died October 11th. A celebration of life memorial service for Marjorie Grayson will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Norma Jean Cultwriter, age 85, of Adair, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Norma Jean Cultwriter will be Saturday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Adair. Jaquetta Jenkins, age 76, of Elkhorn, died November 2nd. Memorial services for Jaquetta Jenkins will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Larry Groof, age 66, of Atlantic, died October 13th. A celebration of life for Larry Groof will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Williams, Iowa. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Ellen Carlson, age 79, who's formerly of Audubon, died October 27th in California. Funeral services for Ellen Carlson will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Yvonne Greenwalt of Phoenix, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died October 29th. Memorial services for Yvonne Greenwalt will be held on November 19th at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. Helen Henderson, age 104, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. Her body was donated to Creighton University per her wishes, and no services are planned for Helen Henderson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. And Eileen Smith, age 85, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday. Services for Eileen Smith are pending. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.